Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
All right, we're back here. Well, it's 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Do we do it or no?
What'd the YouTube poll say?
Oh, we didn't even throw that up, to be honest. But I feel like the vibes have kind of ran out since we started talking Malik Monk getting benched, Doug Christie. I don't know. It's up to you guys.
It was a hell of a game last night, and truthfully, we don't know when we'll hear it again.
Wait a minute!
They do not know what Sacktown brings. When on the low, that's a Sacktown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce-out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us, then ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look towards the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them, you can tell them.
It's a good song, man. It used to be in heavy rotation. It's a good record for right from our man Young Zell. Shout out Young Zell. Getting a little love here.
Oh, throwback Thursday.
Man. Every once in a while, you hope the power recurrent comes back, and that one did not happen. But the Kings got a win last night. It was a hell of a win. It was a fantastic game. Super engaged in it, and I'll never be upset when they.
Yeah, man. That's why. Like last night's why I can't jump into the tanking thing with 2 feet.
Yeah.
I just can't be convinced that a win like that is better than losing or worse than losing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get that.
I had hoped that the realization, I think, that a 39 win team won the lottery last year would start to dead some of this tanking stuff. Right. Like in its current. Now, there might be more changes on the way. We don't know exactly, but in its current structure, the team with the worst record has not won the lottery.
Right.
So, like, if you want to fight to get to bottom four, if you want it, maybe it's not winning the lottery that the tank crowd is interested. Maybe it's just having the highest draft pick as possible.
Sure.
Maybe that's it. But, like, I don't know how much of the lottery was actually a lottery before. It feels like we used to go years with, you know, kind of chalk.
Yeah, you know, right.
Setups. That's not the case anymore. Like it is, you know, it's not one of us, you know, grabbing a ticket and winning $500 million, but it's a lottery now.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the Mavericks winning would be like, oh, wow, this really is different.
Yeah.
And even the Spurs finishing second, nope, didn't do anything. So I don't know, man. I think I'd be more apt to pray to the fictitious basketball gods than to, you know, root for the basketball team that I like, the only sports team I really truly love.
Yeah.
And cover to lose.
Yeah, man. It's just also this team isn't good enough to accidentally win like 35 games.
Yeah.
I forget the lottery stuff for a minute. This is going to be a bad team. This is going to be a team that's going to have a high pick in next year's lottery.
Right, and tanking, and you outlined this earlier. I can't remember if it was on the air or off the air, but tanking and being bad are not the same thing.
Right, and that's why I say, I see Ken Holm in the YouTube chat at youtube.com/ESPN1320. Says you can still tank and appreciate the wins like last night. It's confidence, especially for the young players. That's what I'm, but you can't tank and get wins like last night. Because if you're tanking, you're going, hey, Dennis Schroeder is cooking right now. He's not playing overtime. Russell Westbrook and DeMar DeRozan not seeing the floor in overtime. And we're going to try and not, or honestly, you're pulling those guys before overtime because you don't want to get there.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll do that late in the year. Maybe that'll happen in late March and into April. But right now, like the Kings aren't good enough to accidentally be good. So if you're going to have a game like last night, which I think is the kind of the game they've been looking to have all year. Like this is, last night was the ideal going into this year. Okay. The veterans are going to do a bulk of the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's going to be a lot of Dennis Schroeder. It's going to be a lot of Russell Westbrook.
31 minutes, 29 minutes.
DeMar DeRozan.
40.
So it's going to be a lot of those guys. But hey, can you get a leap from Keegan Murray?
Got 47 minutes, yep.
Yep. 10 points in the fourth quarter. Really acted defensively. Had a great game. And then Maxime Raynaud.
He's the anomaly. Going to contribute. 37 minutes last night.
Right, but that's a young player contributing.
Yep.
Neat Clifford. Gets to contribute. Looks like he's going to start figuring. Looks like he's starting to figure something out. Oh, Dylan Cardwell. He's going to get some minutes. He's going to continue finding his sea legs in the NBA and being this energy piece for the Kings. And maybe if you find an undrafted guy who's a rotation player for any amount of minutes, like that's found money. And so you've got contributions from young guys with the veterans kind of carrying the day. That's how they wanted this season to go. And so like that's why. Last night, I have no problems with how last night went.
13 points in overtime last night. All 13 were scored by Dennis and DeMar.
Yeah, and Maxime had fouled out. And I mean, Keegan didn't score.
Oh, man. I mean, hey, it was 13 to 12. It doesn't matter.
Also, like we were talking about Doug Christie earlier and the coaching staff, and maybe this isn't coaching. Maybe this is just basketball IQ. But Reed Shepard's on the floor for Houston, and it was get Reed Shepard in the action and cook him.
Yep.
That was it. That's how the game went. And then Schroeder gets open in the corner and knocks that down, and it's night-night. So, I don't know. I had a good-ass time watching the Kings win last night.
I did, too.
I think everybody did. Is there anybody mad about it?
I know that there were, I think the attendance was listed at like 15,000 or 16,000 last night. I could think of 15,000 to 16,000 people that weren't.
Was anyone?
They were all in on what was happening last night.
Yeah,
the
of
moment
course.
Malik Monk walked out. I mean, really from the moment the game started, because the Kings never really, you know, there were a few dicey moments, but those dicey moments didn't last for super long. Like, to go down 15, the Kings are able to score really quick, and it's like, okay, you pointed this out earlier. It never felt like, it never felt insurmountable. It never felt like this thing is really getting away. It's like they would chip at it, and it's like, okay, we've kind of hit the point where they're either going to make a run or they're not.
Right, right.
And they did.
Yep.
And then Russ hits that three after, you know, another stop. Like, I know Ime Udoka was talking about how we didn't deserve to win this game. We made so many mistakes. And, you know, they definitely did. And Kevin Durant, you know, did not kill the Sacramento Kings like I firmly expected that he would. And they've got opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And the Kings took advantage. And that was highlighted by Russell Westbrook's three at the end of regulation and Dennis Schroeder's three at the end of overtime.
Do you have a problem with what Ime Udoka said? Saying he has to be better about motivating his team to get up for lesser teams?
Yeah, I do. Not because he referred to Sacramento as a lesser team. I understand. It's not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah.
I don't know that I could play for a coach like Ime Udoka. I don't know him. He's a hell of a coach. And maybe this is a in-game persona. But when was the last time, and the Rockets are a heavy rotation team that you watch, or that I watch, certainly. That's a really, really good basketball team. I find their style of play very interesting, and Kevin Durant's one of the greatest players we've ever seen.
Man.
I try to watch those guys as frequently as possible.
Mm-hmm.
He looks perpetually pissed off all of the time. All of the time. And it's like, do we ever do anything right?
Right.
Like, you're constantly standing over there angry and walking away and mumbling under your breath, "Bro, are you talking to me?" Like, right. who are you talking to?
Yeah.
And I watched him so... Now, granted, it wasn't their night last night. And yeah. I understand that he was frustrated for a variety of different reasons. But that is what he looks like every game. And I'm just looking at it like, God, man, dude, have a piece of chocolate. Have a Coke and a smile, man. What is wrong with you?
He looks like... I'm a big coffee guy. I go to a lot of coffee shops. He has the exact demeanor of a person who ordered ahead on the app, but their drink's not ready when they get there.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're staring.
Yep.
Just mumbling to themselves.
15 minutes ago.
Like, you're talking to the barista? You're talking to the cashier? Who are we talking to? Come on. It's exactly how he carries himself. I don't like his energy.
I don't have a problem with him talking about
playing
for, like, the Kings are a 7-22
That's what. That's
team.
It.
Like,
it's not like the Kings are this team offended. That's 2 games over .500 yeah. and he's dogging them like that. Like, they came in at 6-22 The Rockets expect to win that game.
What do we think? Shout out to Jason Anderson. Did a hell of a job of spending some time with Malik Monk, and it sounds like he asked them if he was confused by Doug Christie's decision to bench him, and Malik said 1,000%, but it's not my job to figure out to figure out why I'm not playing, because I deem myself more than the whole, so I'll just be ready when my name is called. And he was last night, and his name was called in front of that crowd, and that crowd greeted him, and then he went to the bench and he never came back.
Really weird.
I had started to prepare a thought, and this was in the third. This was literally minutes before he checked in. I had started to prepare an idea for you and I over the course of the next 2 days. Like, is Malik Monk done playing for the Sacramento Kings?
It felt like it,
and that's absolutely 6 minutes left in the third. That's what I thought, and then he checks in, and it's like, oh. Okay, let's see where this goes. Mm-hmm. And it ultimately went nowhere. And now I'm watching tomorrow versus Detroit. Do you go, like, what do you do? You sat Keon. You didn't really play Malik. Like, what are we looking for here? What do we wind up seeing?
If Doug Christie was here and he was answering everything candidly, and we said, "Hey Doug, why'd you put Malik Monk in?" What do you think he would say?
I know he was
asked after the game, and he just talked about, like, we needed energy.
Yeah, that's not a candid answer.
Right.
I genuinely don't know.
Like, what
and maybe was that was his real answer. I just, you were looking for it.
Okay, but that's just it. Okay, so you wanted some energy, but then when you say that, when asked why Malik Monk isn't playing, he did a bunch of word salad and then is like, we need guys to try and play hard, is essentially, I'm paraphrasing. But that's kind of what he said, implying that Malik Monk is not bringing energy. I don't
that's
know.
That's the implication.
And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier. I don't know that there's a plan. Whether Doug has one, Scott has one, Mike Woodson has one, Bobby Jackson has one, I don't know. I don't think there's any plan here beyond... on just a seat of the pants. Oh, that bad foul by Keon. Okay, you're done for the night. Malik, get in there, but just for a minute. You get 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and then you're done.
And like, he was at, like, I don't know that anyone would watch Malik, in that 4 minute stretch and go, man, he really didn't have energy when he stepped on the floor.
Right.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
He didn't light it up, but...
No, he didn't, but I think he got to the foul line. Like, I think he took one shot. I mean, he was in for 4 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Just under five.
You need to get a little feel for the game first, and then you can... But yeah, man, I don't...
You hadn't played in 3 days, right. or two games.
That's just it. Okay, you know what? Keanu, at the end of the leash, all right, he's done. Now we're going to let Malik get all these minutes. We're going to try this. It wasn't that. It was, that didn't work. Here, Malik. Okay, here, fine. Here's some cursory minutes. The logjam at the guard position thing just doesn't play for me. Because that feels like something... It feels like an excuse that would have been a thing all year, and it doesn't. Something happened, changed.
So there was.
Like, why now?
I don't remember the game, and I know you guys will. Where he didn't play again after halftime.
Yeah, that was the.
That was the game. Like, everyone was like, something happened. Something had to have happened. And we've never, I don't know if Doug has ever been asked if something happened. I don't know if Malik was asked if something happened. Or if Doug at halftime went, damn it, this Malik thing isn't working. We're not going to play him again.
Right.
It's like, oh, all right.
I want to go back and find that. Was that Minnesota? On November 14th?
Oh, November 14th.
Was it? Okay. No, it was more recently than that. It was Miami.
Long ago. So that was the game they won.
Yeah, I think it was Miami, wasn't it?
Malik played 17 minutes in that one, was 1 of 7.
No, he played 8 minutes in the second half. What game was that? Doesn't matter.
Except it's really going to bother you.
It's super going to bother me. I'm going to spend the rest of the day looking at it.
No, it's fine. I have Indiana? All the... It was... Indiana.
Hey, we figured
it
out.
We did it. And it didn't take the rest of the day. It was the Indiana game, which they lost. That was a basketball team that was just as bad as they are.
Yep.
That is, you know, again, you talk about, you know, tanking and being comfortable losing, mm-hmm. whether those are the same things. I don't know. Maybe it's just a play on words. But Washington is desperately... attempting to not win basketball games. They have to hold on to their draft pick. Mm-hmm. Like we outlined this a few weeks ago when I read a far too in-depth piece on the Washington Wizards.
How'd that go?
Well,
did you feel good about yourself?
No, I didn't. Mm. No, but in
I feel like that's just
but
like
I normally I, don't, so that doesn't when matter.
Bought a pack of cigs and
smoked like, my what? Life away.
Yeah, like, yeah. Why did you do that?
I don't know. I learned far too much about the Washington Wizards, but it did. Oh, like yeah, no, they're playing their young guys. They're hoping they develop. They're not going to change course with what they're doing because they can't win basketball games this year because they can't lose their pick.
Right.
That would be devastating for them if they lost their draft pick this year. Indiana, they're not getting a draft pick next year. They're getting an all-NBA player.
Right.
They're getting an Olympic gold medalist. They're getting an all-star. Like, they're getting their guy back. So if they're able to snag a top 10 pick along the way, house money.
Right.
Great. We lost Miles Turner. You know, we lost, a few other things along. It's all right because now we've got Ty back. We've got Jrue Holiday, Pascal Siakam. We're off and running in the Eastern Conference again. Hell, at the rate things are next year, I don't imagine they'd want to, but they could acquire Miles Turner back through trade.
Is Jrue Holiday in Indiana?
Jrue Holiday's in Portland, isn't he?
It sounded like you said Jrue Holiday.
Did I?
Maybe misspoke.
Oh, no.
Portland. I super thought I missed.
Okay.
My bad. They
lost, saying they lost Miles Turner. They lost a variety of players along the way, but they got Ty right there.
Yeah.
They got Ty ready to come back. So if they acquire a top 10 pick along the way, they're in good shape.
Yeah.
Great shape. So winning or losing doesn't matter to them. They made the decision.
Sure.
This season doesn't matter. Ty's out for the year. It's all good. And we were having a conversation before the show. They're playing basketball right now. There's going to come a point, I think, where Siakam's games played changes. We get closer to, you know, we get past the trade deadline and February starts to turn into March. And unless Siakam has some sort of games played bonus, which don't imagine that he does. And I don't imagine that on a team like his, he's competing for any postseason awards or, awards.
Yeah, but you might still want to get him to 65.
Just
for the sake of it, just in case.
Sure. Yeah, like, I guess if you can do that in a way that you're very comfortable with, like, so be it. But I would expect those types of things to change as we get later and later into the season as well.
Sure.
What I'm really interested in seeing is we talk about, you know, winning and losing basketball games and this shift and all of that is you have made an effort that you have publicly acknowledged about Keegan Murray playing at the three. And you have called that his natural position. And you've made this, you know, conscious effort and restructure to what you've been doing to make sure he is playing the three. That's fine right now. It's very easy right now. I actually love having Precious out there. He is a player who has won me over.
No, he's the best.
I never had a problem with him, but he's a player I really like
it's
and
so
would
fun.
Love to see play for the Sacramento Kings moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But when Zach LaVine is deemed healthy, then what do you do? Because that's where questions come into play about are you going to bring Zach LaVine off the bench?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to move Zach LaVine to the two and bring DeMar DeRozan on the bench? Are you going to kind of do a cop-out thing where you move Zach LaVine to the two and then DeMar DeRozan to the four and bring Precious back off the bench?
Ugh.
And then you have the. I was preparing this week for a. You know, Kenny and I talked about it a little bit last week, but it was like, well, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's going to need to be a discussion about when Domantas Sabonis returns and how you're going to have to keep Maxime Reynaud on the floor. Like you just want him to continue to play a lot of basketball. Turns out that's not a problem.
Not at all.
Domas apparently has the worst knee injury that doesn't require surgery known to man. As when this thing is all said and done, he will be out somewhere in the vicinity of 10 weeks as we were all floored to receive that medical update from the Sacramento Kings on Friday evening, I think it was, that said, Domantas Sabonis is out. He'll be reevaluated again in 4 to 5 weeks. What?
Like, man.
Like, I just wish the Kings had said, guys, this didn't work. We're starting all over.
Our
it's
bad.
4 to 5 more.
Pretend he got hurt yesterday.
E me.
Here's the new. And it, the other thing is, I always feel like I feel like injuries like that, if that news is going to come out, and this is a little bit separate conversation, but if that news is going to come out that a player we thought was going to be out in the range of a month to a month and a half is going to actually be out 2 to 2.5 months, mm-hmm. usually that's like a Shams thing or maybe a Chris Haynes thing or somebody breaks it, or a James Hamm thing. Somebody, a league source says Domantas Sabonis injury worse than initially feared, and he's going to be out this long. Nope. The Kings press release.
Like, and I don't think a single reporter even followed up with it. They just,
because why would you? Why would you? James reported the day before. League source says Domantas Sabonis is going to be, because remember Sean Cunningham reported that he wasn't going to be in practice because he was sick. Yeah.
Right.
So James started looking into it, and James reported that...
beginning to have some suspicions about that illness that Domantas Sabonis had.
Right. And James reported he's going to be reevaluated in the coming days. So it's like, oh, okay, cool. That's on track of the timeline. They'll reevaluate him. And then usually you might be out another week, but then it's like return to court and okay, now he's cleared for contact. And there's just these steps that everybody goes down.
Not this team.
And then all of a sudden, now he's out 6 weeks. Crazy.
Absolutely incredible, man. I'm telling you, I have never been floored by a medical email from the Sacramento Kings like I was that one. Kyle is having a very difficult time with that camera today, and it's fine. It's also off.
I don't know what people want from me, man. I'm getting yelled at.
Okay.
People are angry. Pitchforks are out.
No one's yelling at you.
It's like,
but could we find some way to where the camera's centered to you?
Yeah, fine.
It's okay.
I'm
get a little Isaiah Thomas over here.
I'm so far away from the desk right now.
There's no way you're comfortable. I understand.
It is awful.
Do you want? Why don't we go ask Jonathan for? Look, let's ask the boss for a different camera that we could plug in there.
Yeah.
Do you think the boss could get something done for once in his tenure?
He's very busy.
He's having a very bad day, too. We'll come back. We almost went into the Rich Eisen show at 10 o'clock.
Nah, you know, what do you know?
Shout out Rich Eisen. We'll come back, man. There's a lot more we've got to talk about. Genuinely curious why you're watching Sacramento Kings games. Let's talk about that. Also, Raiders, feel like yesterday's game told us more about the Texans than the Raiders.
Boy, did it.
We'll talk about that, and then we'll get back to Jesse's question, who's more dangerous in the postseason, the 49ers or the Bears? 49ers got a big-time game against the Indianapolis Colts, so much more ahead here. It's special holiday programming with D'Lo and Kyle Madsen on Sacramento Sports Leader.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, keep it to yourself.
Oh, you going to work today? Oh, you mean the fork store?
We need any spoons, babe? I'm heading out.
So we have like regular utensils here, not just like plastic ones, but like, and I know there's more than a handful at my house because like they don't match. They don't match.
Why? They're not like hella nice silverware.
No, it's
sometimes
just,
you just forget.
Yeah.
Forget? What? What are you
talking about? Whoa, hey, don't be judging over here. Yeah, you've never stolen a fork
before.
This guy's the boss all of a sudden. He can't take post-its anymore.
No, but I seriously, how do you wind up with a fork on accident?
Well,
because here's my process. If I use a fork, I throw it in the dishwasher when I'm done.
Great.
Or at the very least in the sink. Why are you walking out the door with your fork?
Some of us work, Kyle. We don't get to go to the dishwasher.
Not all of us
to go wash our dish at home.
Not all of us live a cushy life where we go to our stand-up desk or get to walk around the office and go, hey, everybody, I'm Kyle Mattson eating my lunch. Some of us are trying to get food in here during commercial breaks, and then we pack our stuff up, throw it in the bag, and slide it to the side so we can get back to our award-winning sports program. And then we forget that the fork we were eating with actually belongs to Odyssey and
not us. Thank you. Yes.
Remember when you used to be a common person?
Yeah.
You used to be like us, just a regular employee. Now you're on the leadership team, and you're signing little
sweater cards. And we talk all the time about how many forks are missing.
I see his computer right now. He's writing up an email to Jen right now.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I got bad news for you, buddy. Jen's on my side. Also, Jen stole our ramen bowl maker.
That's a bad
beat. Like the
that's
very last steal of the night.
That's a bad beat.
Came when Jen was like, hey, is the ramen bowl still in play? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, who has it? I said, that's.
You said, you know what else is still in play?
Kind of a catch-22 here.
You know what else is still in play? These Kit Kats.
Those Kit Kats stayed in play.
Has anyone ever gotten at a White Elephant gift exchange an idea to get a gift for somebody in their life?
No.
Because we have, en route to our home right now, a bamboo steamer basket for dumpling.
Oh, terrific.
It's like, that's a great idea. I'm not going to steal it from Jonathan because I think Jonathan would have cried. So,
you couldn't steal it from Jonathan.
Jonathan would have caught you.
I'd be 6 feet under right now.
Three people went up to Jonathan and said, I want that. Jonathan looked at all three of them and just flat out said, no.
And they went.
And everyone went, okay.
All right.
I tried.
Nobody wanted to steal my iSpy book.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know. I'm happy to be there.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Walked in, Justin Case was like, wow, what's Jesse doing here? Fist bump?
Yeah, Jesse got a pop too when I called his name for the gift exchange.
Yeah, you called me up when I was on the phone with Crystal too.
You did,
like,
that was terrific. Yeah, that was terrific.
Like, hold on, I gotta go pick a gift.
He's busy, guys. Jesse's like the elusive star that shows, oh, he's here.
Yeah.
It's great. Absolutely terrific. What are your plans for Christmas?
Going to my folks' house.
Okay.
Well, we do because
which is like right by yours.
Yeah. So we do a little, just my wife and I do stockings at home, and then we go to my folks' house, and we do Christmas at my folks' house, and then all of us go to her folks' house, which is the same distance from my house to my folks.
Yep.
Is the exact same distance from my folks to her folks.
Okay. Wow.
That's a lot of folks.
Yeah, yep. Man. A lot of folks.
Yep.
And so we're going there for a. Well, Christmas dinner.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
What about you? Do your stuff Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Turns out we have festivities both days.
Yeah, this is going to be a little different.
It is. Yeah, it's going to be very different. So
the 24th, you've got stuff.
The 24th, yep. There's dinner at her mom's house with an adult gift exchange.
Oh.
And then we'll come home. And then Thursday morning, we'll be with the kids and my mom.
Okay.
They'll be over. Everyone will.
At the house.
I'll be over at our house. Yep.
Okay. At the compound.
And then the kids, I think we part ways and then we wind up back at Katie's mom's house that afternoon.
Figuring out the Suns draft picks.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to watch a stitch of professional sports on Sunday or on Christmas Day, the way that the day is laid out. I don't think I'll see anything.
It won't even be on like in the background on the TV?
Nope. Do you know how many football games were on in the background of Thanksgiving? None. I was watching on my phone, and I actually told Katie the other day, I was like, hey, and it probably doesn't matter because I'm off for like the next week and a half.
Sure, sure, sure.
But there's going to be a point where me and Jack are going to have a conversation about, hey, man, can we just turn the TV on? We could turn the noise off, but yeah. I have to see what's happening. I just need a visual. Happening. Otherwise, I have to put my phone on and pay far more attention to, or an iPad, pay like far more attention to it than just the TV mm-hmm. that's on in the background. And then we'll come home. My mom will be at our house, and then we'll head to the airport and take a red eye to what looks to be a snowy New York.
What are you doing in New York?
We're going to go see a couple plays.
Excellent.
And then I got a couple of things planned for her that she doesn't know about.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go see Death Becomes Her and Hadesville. And then we are going to eat. We're going to eat very, very good. And then we have a couple of days where nothing's planned, so we're just going to hang out.
Hell yeah, that's going
to
be awesome.
But there's a lot of things that she wants to do. I want to try to get her to Studio 8H. So she.
Have you guys both been to New York before?
Yes. Okay. In Connecticut. I've like doing Christmas there, but like I did it with my family once.
Totally.
When I lived in Connecticut. So I've wanted to do, like last year, I started to think, man, if we did like doing Christmas together in New York would be really dope.
Seeing the tree at Rockefeller Center I did not expect to be as like, whoa.
Yeah.
As I was.
Yeah.
Because you know what's there? It's a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Rockefeller Center, it's a whole mm-hmm. thing. I've seen it on the Today Show a bunch of times. But then going in person, it was like seeing a celebrity.
Sure.
But really, really cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rink, the, I got a plan. Working some things out for that, for Top of the Rock and the Saks, light show that they have, mm-hmm. the Fifth Ave light show. Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited for this. Very, 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 very excited for this.
It was in New York the day, I think. So yeah, I did Christmas here and then I was there the day after Christmas, I believe. Okay. And I went into New York that night that I got in. We went into like downtown New York or Manhattan or whatever. I don't know New York geography. Went into like, and that was the first time I'd ever experienced like actual cold.
Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
Because when I was going, my friend who was out there was like, yo, pack warm. I was like, yeah, I have a pea coat. And they're like, no, like a hoodie. And your pea coat and a beanie and gloves. A scarf.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be, and I was like, I'm fine. Like a hoodie and a beanie. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I was so bundled up. I thought I like it cold. I like when it's cold.
Yeah.
I like California cold.
Yeah. Not the same.
I like 40s. Cool. Fine.
Same.
20s. I'm out.
Yeah. Not the same. It is very different too when it's like 30, but then the wind blows and you find out, no, it's actually like 20.
Yeah, no.
Very.
No dice.
Very different. But I love New York, man. And
great city.
I'm thrilled for this. Very, very excited for this. I wish Saturday Night Live was happening. That's her thing. If I could have gotten her into Saturday Night Live, it's been absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. But we'll find other ways to make the trip great. Raiders made for an interesting football game yesterday.
Yeah, what the hell?
I thought they were going to beat the Texans. And man, that would have been bad for the Texans. Somehow they didn't. The Texans won, and I just keep looking at a team that's won like seven in a row. Like, God, that was so bad. But that's not. I want to point out, that's not how the NFL works. You got to win. Just find ways to get victories. That's all that matters. You're in week 16. Nothing matters besides winning. Mm-hmm. It wasn't pretty for CJ Stroud. It wasn't pretty for the Houston Texans. But in the end, they beat the Las Vegas Raiders, mm-hmm. and they've won seven straight. That matters.
I don't think the Texans are a team that can come out the AFC. We've been talking about teams that are like, oh, everyone can. I don't think that they can. The defense, sure. Like, I don't buy the offense.
Who's more likely to come out of their conference, the Texans or the Bears?
The Bears. No questions asked for me.
I think the Bears, too.
I think the Bears offensively are better. Their defense forces takeaways, things like that. I don't trust CJ Stroud. Like, I don't love the running game going into the playoffs. Like, Nico Collins is great, but they just don't really have much. The defense is awesome, but there's just nothing there offensively that really excites me.
I don't hate that. Yeah, offensively, they just don't. It's
The Bears or the Texans?
The Texans. Mm. The Bears could drop 40 on anyone, but Houston just... Ugh. And I'm trying to not, and I don't think it's a yesterday thing, because they handle business against the Cardinals. They beat the Chiefs. Before that, they beat the...
Beating the Chiefs doesn't look like a thing right now.
Right. They beat the Colts.
That does.
They beat Buffalo by four at home. But then, like, at Tennessee, they win by three. They needed a huge comeback to beat Jacksonville, which looks like a better win now. For the same reason I have a hard time buying in on the Bears, I have the same thing about the Texans. That game yesterday against the Raiders is ugh.
I don't think that defense is holding every team they face in the playoffs to like 15 points or less, and I'm not sure that offense is going to get you 20 a game.
It feels like the same problem they ran into.
Hang on.
Go ahead.
Well, more than 20 a game, just enough where it's like, oh yeah, you can compete with these other offenses.
They gave up 14 to the Rams in week one.
Yeah.
Just 20 to the Bucs in week two.
Yeah.
17 in the first matchup to the Jaguars.
And went 0-3.
No, they did. They did. They went 0-3. Like, they're very much an in-season turnaround. But they lost 18-15 to the Broncos.
Houston was a first-round exit last year?
They did give up 27 to the Seahawks. Houston was a first-round exit last
second
year.
Second round. Oh, they beat the hell out of the Chargers. That's right. And then they went to Kansas City and lost to Kansas City in the divisional round. That's right.
I don't Buffalo, know they gave up 19. Like, their defense might be able to stop somebody in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I think they can't. And that's why, like, they beat the heck out of the Chargers, and then they went to Kansas City, and they lose that game by 9. But, man, it felt like they could have won that game. But it's what Jesse's talking about. And I don't know that anything has happened between last playoffs and this year's playoffs that make me think that Houston's offense isn't just going to stall out against the first decent defense it runs up against.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's just way too easy to hold them to 14 points. And I don't think that winning 14-10 every game is a recipe for postseason success. At some point, you got to score. You have to score to win games.
Right now, they'd be matched up with New England.
Yeah, I don't like that for them.
I do.
You like? I think New England's legitimately dangerous.
Yeah, I'll take.
I do too. But
might be a lead.
But we're talking about. See, okay, now I'm confused.
And that game's
now
in
I'm
New
confused.
England.
Hang on. Okay, hang on. Time out, everybody. I'm confused on your logic.
What?
We're out on the Bears because they've never been there before, but we're in on New England as a potentially dangerous team.
Yeah, Drake May's better than Caleb Williams right now. Drake May's gonna.
But that's not what you said.
What do you mean?
That's not. It's experience is your problem with the Bears.
It's experience, but also Caleb Williams has completed 58% of his passes. Like, we can talk about. Like,
experience matters to a point.
Well, yeah, to a point, but also it's also like, because I mentioned too, like, I could see it in the playoffs where his accuracy issues show up and he's got a couple of picks or whatever. Like, I said that as well.
I would pick New England to win that game, but if you told me Houston won 17-15, I wouldn't be that surprised.
I think I would be. The one thing I do think we have to keep in mind is CJ did miss games this year.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think a 3-0.
He could be getting into a flow here. I'm speaking more about CJ and less about the Texans.
Sure.
he could be getting into a flow here. Not the same because Brock's played, what, six games? CJ's played a total of, I think, 12. I think he missed four games. Week 16, so three or four games. So he's a little more in the groove, but he if you told me, hey, CJ's going to be playing his best football entering the playoffs, yeah, I could absolutely see that happening. They have a big game coming up this weekend with the Chargers.
Yeah. Like Chargers sneaky good right now.
That's a team I just don't like.
I'm with you. They're the Clippers to me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like you could tell me the Clippers went 82-0 and swept the playoffs and were up 3-0 in the finals and be like,
Yeah. Yeah.
Because see him dropping four straight though. That's just if the Chargers do it, salute. Like I would say, but I just until they do, I'm not gonna buy it.
On the other hand, it's 9 straight losses for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Hey, hell of a streak, and I'd be happy if I was a Raider fan. You need to lose another one.
That would have been a Giants. Devastating win.
So this is really
do not
different.
Win this week.
Hey, this is really win. Different than basketball. There's no lottery.
No,
do not win football
games.
This is
games. The one we've talked about all year. Oh, yeah, they're going to win a game where it's like, oh, why did you do that? We've reached the game. Now just force yourself not to win it.
Dude. I can't wait
Aiden O'Connell,
to watch.
We want to see what else you got.
60 minutes of this football game. It's good. I hope it's
for those
a
who aren't in on the joke. It's the Raiders and Giants.
This is the toilet bowl.
Oh my bad. I didn't. I thought we had. That's my bad.
Yeah, it's the Raiders and Giants.
I can't wait. I'm so locked in.
Let's be clear. It is the 2-13 Las Vegas Raiders versus the 2-13 New York Giants.
And the Titans won this week.
They did. Shout out Cam Ward.
Which gives you, it gives you the Jets, the Titans, the Browns, and the Cardinals. All four of those teams have 3 wins. No. The winner of this Giants-Raiders game is devastated. Just, you better know all the mathematic probabilities. You better know everything.
Dude.
That a 3-win football team means for you. Everything.
You lose, it's perfect. You win, now you're lumped in with 3 other teams that are going to need a quarterback.
Yep. You got to lose this week. There's no, and there's no, I know this is talking
time
about.
Time out. Who are those 3 teams?
The Browns, the Jets, and the Cardinals.
The Browns?
The Browns, yes.
Titans?
No.
The Browns?
Oh, yes. They need a quarterback.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't let Josina Anderson hear you.
And the Cardinals?
Yeah, Kyler.
Cardinals need a young player.
No, I know that, but we've looked at, like, you're paying Kyler Murray
you're
no matter
try
what.
To trade him.
That's okay. Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, you're
trading.
Shh. We're not ready for that yet.
Okay.
They're not ready for
right.
that yet.
All right.
No, I don't think Kyler Murray's back with the Cardinals, though. It's kind of been trending that way.
No, it does. It absolutely does.
I don't
does.
Think they're cutting him. I think he's getting traded somewhere.
I just didn't know how they would. I just didn't know how that would go about it.
Probably
but,
trade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trade.
Yeah.
But Cleveland.
Yeah. Like you.
Okay.
Are you ready to make sure to do the franchise?
Here's a.
You're gonna get a new. Yeah, they need a quarterback. You're gonna hire a new head coach. Isn't he gonna get his
guy? That's true.
I don't think Cleveland is a trade up. So what was that? 6 teams are in that 3-win bucket? 3 or fewer?
I think it was 4. It was Arizona. Oh, 3 or fewer, yeah.
So they're top 6. I don't think they're trading up to because they have Jacksonville's pick 2, right?
Oh,
they have another first-round pick.
Okay.
So I don't think they're trading up for a quarterback. But if they wind up at 3 or 4 and a quarterback they really like falls to them, I don't think you can pass them up.
Okay.
Did you see what Jackson Dart's stat line was yesterday, by the way? Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Giants. Mm-hmm. You missed Giants-Vikings? Brutal. Jackson Dart, 7 of 13 for 33 yards and a pick. He took 5 sacks. You got to lose. You can't win this one, man.
How many sacks are given up total in this game between the Giants in Raiders on Sunday?
Yes.
Double digits, right?
I'd go more than yes.
Like there's
yes and a half. If I set the over under, sincerely, if
yes.
I set the over under 8.5?
More.
9.5
I'd take the more on 8.
9.5
That'd be the demon, and that would be the little red demon that pops up on Prize Picks, and I'd take it. I'm going at minimum each quarterback is getting sacked 5 times.
Okay, 10.5
I think I draw the line at 9.5
Dude, the Raiders.
That's
are gonna,
the double demon. That's the big payoff, but I'm not risking it.
Are the Raiders going to win this game because they have the most competent quarterback going into it? I know Geno's been horrible, but Jackson Dart is just kind of not great right now.
Jackson Dart's also liable to leave the game with a concussion.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's a couple of blue tent trips, too. Like, Ashton GNT kind of played better.
Oof.
I feel bad about the Raiders in this one.
Giants leading receiver yesterday had 3 catches for 19 yards. And one of his catches went for 14 yards.
Yeah, the Raiders are going to win this game.
And they almost won that game.
This is going to be the best game of Geno Smith's season.
Hey, the Raiders are winning by 30.
Gosh. Oh, no.
No.
Pete. Dude, you got to bench Geno right now. They're going to win.
Tom Brady phoning down. What the hell?
Yeah. Hey.
What the hell is going on?
I'm so sorry. I'm going to say this. I don't mean this as a shot.
Oh, is this a Dolphins thing?
No.
Thankfully. Okay.
Worse.
Oh, what?
Ashton Gentry is going to win people fantasy leagues next week.
We can talk about it, bro. Oh, my gosh. I lost by 26 yesterday, and I benched Ashton Gentry.
You benched him.
In the semifinals.
In the semifinals.
Tough. How do you feel about that?
Not great, bro. There's money involved in this.
I walked into Studio One today.
And he's been horrible, too, by the way. Hold on. Now that we're bringing it up, Ashton Gentry has been not horrible. The offensive line has been horrible. He hasn't been able to get going at all. So it's like, hey, they're playing the Texans this week. Defense has been on fire. Let me just bench Ashton Gentry and go to my other running backs. And yeah, it didn't work out. He went for 37 points. I lost by 26.
You're handling it well.
I'm not.
Oh, I walked into Studio One today.
Yep.
Because yeah, I know the Jesse. Hi. I know the I had the audacity to try and greet Jesse today. I know he has Ashton Gentry on his fantasy team. And I saw Ashton Gentry blowing up yesterday. And I was like, oh man, Jesse probably won. So I walked in and I was like, hey, big game for your guy. Because I told him, like, hey, I would maybe hold off on training. I was like, big game for your guy. Daggers.
Oh.
From Jesse.
Yeah.
Saquon went off finally, started Omarion Hampton. Mm-hmm. That went well. I was like, all right, I can't really risk it with Ginty this week because he's been horrible. It's the semifinals. Like, I need something there. And yeah, lo and behold, yeah, he has the best game of his career.
Ashton Ginty might quote unquote tweak an ankle in practice this week. Quote unquote.
Mm.
Max Crosby, maybe some back spasms.
Oh, just sit Max Crosby. Like, don't even bother.
Brock Bowers. Knee inflammation. Oof.
That would be amazing. That would be absolutely amazing.
I hope the Raiders win.
Just rooting for the Raiders.
Yeah. If I can't win, nobody does.
Can I ask a question?
What's up?
Is there a comma involved in these losings?
Oh, no. We're not saying. Okay. No. No commas in the losings.
Not the losings. What you could have won.
No comma.
Okay.
We lost in that league too, though. Brother, we were in the semifinals. And, oh, I don't even want to. Stop. I'm done.
It's okay. It's all right, baby. You want to talk about Mike McDaniel?
Hey, we lost yesterday. That was big time. They got the 10th pick in the draft as of right now. Can get as high as 7. Shout out Quinn Ewers. Throw 4 more picks on Sunday.
We need the 49ers or the A's to do something. Or the Giants, I guess, technically.
What do you mean?
Because we've got Jesse over here talking about rooting for losses with the Dolphins. We're rooting for losses with the Kings.
We're all a bunch of big losers over here.
Losses with the Raiders.
Well, we're not rooting against the 49ers.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. We need him to do something.
Oh.
That's something to talk about.
Well, it's just like the teams that mean most to us are the ones that are just the most in the dumps.
Yeah. It's tough. The A's traded for Jeff McNeil, though. That's big.
Shout out Jeff McNeil.
I've been
sorry, Zach Geloff. About your life.
I've been screaming for them to do that for a while.
You have. So I'm glad they did. Yeah, no, you've been pounding the table for that. I know you've been really dialed into Mets games the last few years, and Jeff McNeil's been your guy. So no, that's big. Another solid bat for the A's lineup.
Got the A's winning 85 games next year.
Okay. Write that on the board.
Can we see over unders first? I don't know how bold that is.
Does it exist right now?
Yeah, I think I saw it. You tweet something about like someone said something about 90 A's wins, so I just went 5 under.
Okay,
that's all. It's not a take. It was sarcasm.
We talk a lot of baseball here.
We do, yeah, a lot of baseball and a lot of Sacramento to our detriment, from what I hear. We shouldn't be so Sacramento.
What?
That's what I heard. I want to come back. I don't want to avoid, I don't want to miss this question. Who's more dangerous in the postseason, the 49ers or the Bears? I think that's a fascinating conversation. I think it's really interesting to look at those two quarterbacks. So we'll come back. We'll dive into that. Plus, another question. Why are you watching Sacramento Kings basketball? The thrill of last night's victory isn't exactly what everybody wanted. So what are you watching for? Plus, we got 49ers and Colts tonight. That's a big-time football game on Monday Night Football. I've got 49ers insider here, Kyle Mattson, NinersWire.com. We'll break that game down as we lead into it with this special edition of D'Lo and Kyle Mattson on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.